Well, now to some good news for those looking towards apprenticeships at least. Courses and training in construction, agriculture and community work will be free for the next 2.5 years. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and Education Minister Chris Hipkins announced the free trades training package in a post-cabinet briefing yesterday. Of particular note, all apprenticeships will be free from the 1st of July and the government will cover the costs of courses and training in a range of industries, including agriculture, construction and mental health and addiction support. Chris Hipkins says many Kiwis will be looking to retrain due to COVID-19. With us is Chief Executive of industry training organisation Competence, Fiona Kingsford, to get her take on this package and whether it's enough to make any impact. Fiona Kingsford, kia ora, welcome to the panel.
Kia ora, thanks for having me.
This was signalled in the budget, but what are some of the details in the package you think are worth noting?
Sure. The finer details are still being worked through, but the significance of this package is the fact that it applies to all apprentices, regardless of what industry you're training in. And it also applies to apprentices whether you are new or whether you've already been in an apprenticeship. And that's really significant. It really recognises those that are already committed in the industry and keeping them in the industries and then being able to recruit more in.
So not just retraining, but retaining is important.
Absolutely. And that's really critical. I think we've had, our phones have been ringing off the hook, as you can imagine, since this announcement came out, from employers wanting to understand more and, you know, saying that this is really going to make a difference of, one, them keeping who they've got and considering whether they can actually look to take on more in the future.
So how badly, Fiona, was or is this needed?
It's really critical. There are a number of industries, actually just about every industry we looked after, the number one comment that we had pre-COVID was skill shortage. We've got massive skill shortages because of big changes that happened in industry training actually a long time ago that left a real gap in many of our industries. Also, high age demographics coming through a number of our industries and people coming through retirement just means that we didn't have enough coming into our pipeline. So the fact that COVID has come along, sure, it's going to hit us from a recovery point of view, but it doesn't negate a number of the industry shortages that we've had. Immigration is obviously a challenge now because some of our sectors relied on that. So having schemes like this where we can actually invest in our people in New Zealand and for those that are getting laid off, actually have an opportunity to retrain into some really great career opportunities, I think is fantastic.
Right. So what are we looking at? I mean, just looking here, trainees, for example, will save up to, nearly $7,000 for a New Zealand certificate in mechanical engineering for those people coming through. Is it going to make a difference?
It absolutely will. I mean, it's a big commitment from an employer to take on an apprentice. So right. They, you know, fully paid wages,
sure,
as well as then having to invest in all of their training costs and acknowledging that they're probably not at their height of productivity in the first, you know, 12 to 18 months of an apprenticeship where they're still learning the trade. So every little bit helps. And as you mentioned, the budget announcement 2 weeks ago, there's a much bigger package that is coming. And one of those, I think, will work hand in hand with this, which is the apprenticeship subsidy package that is likely to be announced in the next few weeks as well. So when you put those things together, significant.
We'll come to our panellists on this soon. But finally, Fiona, do you think that this will, you know, reignite the golden age of apprenticeship, if you will? You know, if there ever was a golden age, but, you know, apprenticeship training was very much a part of the fabric of New Zealand society, whereas that sort of went off the rails a little bit.
Yeah, look, I hope so. It certainly shines a spotlight on the opportunities that there are there, but the simple fact of the matter is we do have about 46,000 apprentices being trained every year, so
right.
It hasn't gone off the ball. It's just boiled. It's just that we need more of them.
Okay. Fiona Kingsford from the industry training organisation Competence. Fiona's the chief executive. Thank you very much for your time. Chris, what do you say? Is it good to inject more people into trades? I do know that there was a National Party scheme, wasn't there, some years ago, which did a not a similar thing, but on a smaller scale back in, what, I think 2012, or actually after the GFC, rather.
Oh, yeah, I think it's, in principle, it's a very good idea. However, you know, I've always smirk when I see the use of the word free, because, of course, nothing's free, and the money has to come from somewhere. I think it was Mrs. Thacker who used to say, pennies don't fall from heaven, they have to be earned here on earth. So let's get away from the idea of things being free. The other thing I'd say is that, you know, I think for too long the trades have been, as it were, diminished, and I think it's important to recognise what a wonderful life one can have as a tradie, and a very profitable one. I always remember the great Andy Capp cartoon of three mothers sitting around, and one mother says, my son's a lawyer and he's in court. And another one says, well, my son's a surgeon and he's in surgery. And the third one says, well, my son's a plumber and he's in the south of France. So I think there's a lot of money to be made in the trades, and anything that encourages that is a good thing.
That's. I want to continue on with that point, Taber, because I can recall a teacher, an Auckland teacher, saying to me it was very, very hard trying to instill in his, which was a high decile school, the fact that trades and trades training can be actually a very good and actually a lucrative career. And it was very hard to entice those parents to come to meetings to talk about trades. Hopefully that can be overturned. Bit of snobbery.
Sorry, Wallace, I think I just lost you there for a little while. I think it's really, and we've seen this, particularly from a cultural context, where there are certain careers that we've got here in New Zealand that are important for us to kind of reskill people into. So I would also love to see us kind of, our ethnically diverse communities actually become more acceptable towards particular trades. Okay. And encourage younger people to get into them.
What's the issue there?
I think we've got this very cultural dynamic that happens, right, where parents want you to either be doctors or lawyers, and so or engineers. Those are the three sort of really lucrative or status-oriented professions that children are encouraged to go into. So it'd be nice to see parents kind of be a bit more open to the skill shortage that we do have in this country, and encouraging their young people, or not so young people, to actually retrain and go into those fields, because, they are equally, like Chris Finlayson said, they can be lucrative as well.
Absolutely. Finally, Chris Finlayson, if there was, if you hadn't become a lawyer, might there have been a trade that you could have adapted to? Let me guess, a boat builder. I could see you as a boat builder.
No, look, the sad reality of the matter is I was hopeless. And I remember going to woodwork class down in Nio when I was at St. Benedict's in Kandala, and that Mr. Guthrie was my tutor. And he looked at my pencil case one day, and he was a Scotsman, and he said, that's dreadful. That's just dreadful. So I'm afraid I wouldn't have been a carpenter or a boat builder, because it would have been the equivalent of the Titanic.
The old pencil case. Yes, my mum dragged my wooden pencil case out in the weekend. Hadn't seen that for 40 years or so.